It's the JD Cymru South podcast. I'm still got a dodgy voice, as you can hear. But before I start talking to Jenna about this coming weekend, let's have a look at that round three Welsh Cup draw and say, which of the Cymru South teams have picked the plum tie for you?
Well, to be honest, Mac, I think there's a few have had a good draw. I think Goitre United at home to Carnarvon is a fantastic draw. I think it's a great draw for Lee John and his men. And Carnarvon are a big club. It'll be a big game at Glenavid Park, and exactly the sort of game that Goitre will want to build up to for 3 or 4 weeks, so we should improve their league form. It's a great draw for them. The Lido have drawn Llandudno at home. That's another big game. Both ex-Welsh Premier clubs. Lido got a great tradition in the Welsh Cup. They're always cup fighters, so nobody will want to go to the Lido. Pontypridd go to Cardiff Met, great. It's only 10 or 12 miles between them. It's a big stage for Pontypridd. They'll most probably, Scotty highlight cameras and stuff will be there. So, that's another great draw. And I think I'm correct in saying Swansea Union, Cambrian and Kildare. Well, it could be that the tie of the round for the Cymru South boys. It's a brilliant tie, and one of them will progress to the fourth round, and then you're talking chances then. Both these sides will fancy their chances at home against anybody, so it's been quite favourable, I think, Mark, for the clubs.
Well, one of the teams you mentioned there, Jonathan Jones, is the manager of Pontypridd. Let's hear from him.
For us, looking forward, very positive times at the moment, having kept two clean sheets in a row and having won 3 games in a row, which gives us a good amount of confidence moving into the game on Friday night away to Britton Ferry, which I think will be a very tough game, with Britton Ferry being sort of top of that middle pack within our league and very much chasing down the top 4 or 5 teams. So a very difficult task for us, but one we look forward to under the lights on Friday night.
And it's the ferry for them this weekend from Friday night, Jenna?
Yeah, Mac, it's a nice tie for them. The Ferry, they beat STM 4-3 in their last game. Ponty beat Cromamon in their last league game and beat Llandudno on the weekend to progress in the Cup. So they're both on form. The Ferry, Jonah's banged in 2 hat-tricks, hasn't he, in his last 2 games. So he'd be raring to go again. They're 6th. They want to go higher in the league. They obviously got ambitions, maybe to challenge for the title. Ponty, they're in 11th. Mid-table security, I think, would be good for JJ in his first season in charge, but I think the positive for him, like we mentioned earlier on, is his team have got a big draw now in the Welsh Cup, and they play the Cardiff Met in a couple of weeks' time, so everybody will want to be in the team for the Cardiff Met game, which sometimes spurs you on. That's why I think staying in the Cup is a good thing. I've had the big man, the centre-forward, the veteran centre-forward, Gavin Bedard, on to me already to say, we can turn him over in the Cup. He's great. He's a good lad, Gavin. I won't answer him back, by the way. He's an ex-Welsh boxing champion. But they're already looking forward to that game. And I think it could spur you on in your league performances. So, I think the Ferry at home and Cullen form should take the 3. Ponty will do well to take 1.
Well, you also mentioned another side that did well in the Welsh Cup. Goitre United playing Cara Ely on Friday.
Yes, Mark, it's almost the same for Lee John and his players at Goitre. They got 3 or 4 weeks now before their big game at home at Carnarvon, so they'll all want to make the 11 to make the starting lineup. So, they should be looking forward to this game against a Cara team, still without the win after 9 matches, but Cara Ely, I still got that funny feeling about them, Mark. They've got a little bit of drift, like Carmarthen in the Welsh Premier League at the moment, but they still got the likes of Jamal Roberts, Jerome Maynard, Lloyd Toggill. I spoke to Jamal in midweek. Them boys, they won the league with Cara, 5 or 6 years ago. So there is some pedigree there. If they can get everybody back fit and playing at the best of their ability, they're not gone yet. It's a massive challenge for them. But this is the type of place now where they have to start picking up a point or maybe a shock win to get their season running.
Well, Penryn Cork beat Llanelli in the Cup, so it's the league to focus on. Llanelli Town hosting Undy Athletic.
Yeah, Mark, they lost 1-0 to Pennant Cork on a weekend. That would have been a disappointment for Wayne. He's in there, he's doing all the work, like we said with your interview with him a couple of weeks ago. So there's a lot of pressure on Wayne at the moment, and he would have been disappointed with their 1-0 defeat to Pembroke Cork. But look at the positives. I think they're joint top or second at the moment in the league on goal difference to Swansea Uni. And they're at home to Undy. Undy had a bit of a roller coaster. They lost 6-5 to Swansea Uni. So both teams defeated in the Welsh Cup, both teams are one a victory in the Cymru South this weekend. The smart money says Llanelli, Crookie and company would love a point down at Stebo. So I think Wayne will want 3 points definitely, and Crookie will take a point.
A few games of interest on Saturday, well, all of them to be precise. Haverford West against Llantwit Major we'll start off with.
The county, they're third in the league at the moment, they're going well. Llantwit Major ninth, just below mid-table, which is good for them. Both sides, by the way, they haven't played since the 12th of October in the league. You know, they won't be razor sharp as they would have been with four or five games in a row. County lost 2-1 at home to Canberra and Clitheroe in a cup, so Wayne will be disappointed with that. And he'll want to get back on track straight away with a victory, no doubt at all. The Vale of Glamorgan boys, if they could go down, they haven't played for a couple of weeks now, if they could go down to the Bridge Meadow and get a point, they'd be over the moon. They'd be definitely a shorter journey back. But smart money says Wayne Jones and his team need 3 points to stay in a title race.
And the Lido take on Carmarthen United.
The last league game they played at the Lido, there was a great win for them. I said they can do it against anybody. They defeated Armagh 2-0 in their last league game. They're unbeaten in four. So, and they had a Welsh Cup win, and they got a good draw in the Welsh Cup. So the things are starting to turn around at the Lido. Don't count them out for a late challenge, which we always expected them to be in there somewhere along the line for Paul Evans and company. Carmarthen, they lost their last league game 1-0 at Llanelli. A little bit unlucky. You know, that was the type of thing that could have turned their season around and gave them an upward curve. But they're 15th at the moment. They got a lot of work to do, and it's a tough place to go on the weekend down to Aberavon to play Avon Lido. So I would expect a home victory for the Lido. Point would be a massive bonus for Carmarthen.
And Cumbrian Celtic against Taff's Well.
14th versus 13th. You go back as far as 20th of September for either of these teams, the last win in the league. So both managers, Nicky Morgan and Stevie Williams, will want to win. As simple as that. 1 point separates the two sides in the bottom four. They want to get out of the bottom four. So this is one of those, what you call, Mark, a six-pointer. It's a definite six-pointer. Well, men, on their travels, they'll want three, and so will Cumbrian Celtic. So both teams will be looking for a win here, Mark.
And finally, a little preview of the third round Welsh Cup tie. Cambridge and Clitheroe playing Swansea University.
The Uni are on a five-game winning run in the league. Cambridge's last league game was on October the 12th, and they lost 2-0 to SDM. They're on a five-game winless run. But Dale Williams' men had a great win last weekend in the Cup down at Haverford West County. So that would have got them back on track. They'll want to get back involved in the league title race, which they're usually involved in the last couple of years. Swansea, they're top of the league. What more can they do at the moment? They won a great win in the Cup, 6-5 last week, so they're still in the Cup. They're top of the league. Things are going really, really well for Swansea Uni. And it'll take a good Cambrian performance to stop their winning run on Saturday.